sleeps he with that old whore Death, who yesterday denied her thrice. Repeat after me. Now sleeps he with that old whore Death, who yesterday denied her thrice. Pause. Wait for them to close up. Continue. Did you deny her? Yes. Thrice? Yes. Repeat after me. Do you take this old whore Death for thy lawful wedded wife? Repeat after me. I do, I do, I do. KIA 6OFF 61 EM 13th September 2400 14th September 2400. Translate. Killed in action, 6 officers, 61 enlisted men, from midnight 13th September to midnight 14th September. Repeat after me 67 times. I do, I do, I do. Continue. It is continued. In the next war, we shall bury the dead in cellophane. In the next war, we shall bury the dead in cellophane. The host shall come packaged in every K ration. The host shall come packaged in every K ration. Every man shall be provided with a small but perfect Archbishop Spellman, which shall be self-inflatable, courtesy of air reduction, open, closed, previous, open, closed. You don't need to repeat this. There is not any ceremony anymore. Everyone is gone, and you say this out loud to yourself. You are alone at the time, and the time now is always. Always was a word you used in promises. It is valueless. All officers, warrant officers, and enlisted men will be provided with a copy of their own true loves that they will never see again, and all these copies will be returnable through the proper channels. My own true love is Mary Welsh. Then, of course, she will be returnable. But I, on this day, will not accept the signature of Archbishop Spellman, nor of you, nor of you, nor of you. You may all go now, all of you. Go as quietly as possible. Go as far as possible. You may even take Possible with you, if you can find him, and you may hang him or dispose of him in any manner that you see fit. Today, no one uses slang because clarity is of the utmost importance. Fucking alone is retained, but it is used only as an adjective. Sweating out is retained. It means that which one must suffer without any possibility of changing the result or the outcome. Those of us who know walk very slowly, and we look at one another with infinite love and compassion. This comes only after 100 days and is one of the final symptoms. There has been irritation, anger, fear, doubt, accusations, denials, misinterpretations, mistakes, cowardice, inability, and lack of talent for this work. All this has been and will be again to be counterbalanced by firmness, steadiness, courage, quick understanding, and the ability both to maneuver and to fight. But now, for a moment, there's only love and compassion. Know how to endure, and only love and compassion. Repeat it. Only love and compassion. For the FBs too, Battle fatigues, officers, men, midnight, 13 sep. We don't give any numbers, midnight, 14 sep, no. Then it is not compassion. Not for the battle fatigues too. And yes, it is love and compassion. How can you say that here? How can you say the other? Not that we ask for more, not that we wish ever any, not that we wish any all, not that we want any greater. But when they walked away from that undiscovered country, from whose bourne no traveler returns who hasn't been there, they walked away from this we cannot state. And in them died this inner knowing that grows, fresher and lovelier than any rose, manured by death and watered only with unshed tears. Until this day, it flowers into this love and this compassion. Not for them, no, I am sorry. Then it is not complete, no, nor will it be ever. There is no contrition, no bloody fucking contrition, only love and compassion. Reach out your hand to love's dark sister hate, and walk with her across that hill we slowly walked, and see if love is waiting at the top, or who is waiting there instead. Did I tell you my heart is a target of opportunity? Love's lovely sister, lovingly unloving, unworryingly succeeding, procuring unprocuringly, never wholly wrong, nor more than half right, holding unholdingly the hold where love leaves easily without a dress, love lightly leaves without a trace, and her dark sister fills in all the forms, all the forms so neatly filled, the writing clear and good, where love's is often quite illegible, scrawled lightly in a hurry as she smiled, giving unimportance to the page. Do you think there upon the hill we'll find her there? No, she's long gone. She never stands to fight. Knowing too well the idiocy of battle, love's always gone, leaving us only the deserted sacrament. One finds dinner on the table in the house of a new-taken village. So that we wear it now. Traces of it are worn on our chins, like remnants of the yolk of the rare and much-desired egg, our scooped-up, newly-eaten sacrament. Bringing it with our newly-issued pictures of our true loves up toward the high ground beyond the town. Toward the easy, dirt-mouthed smile we had denied so many days, D plus 108. Now all move slowly, plodding up that hill, making feet slowly go where they know better than to take you. Feet are wise and feet are wary, feet of John and feet of Harry. Feet know better, feet won't go. Make feet move on slowly now, make feet follow where no plow leads you ahead, where things are sown toward the place where you'll be dead. Returner now through the prescribed channels. Returner. This will aid you. Song to aid you to returner. What they will do to others, they will do to you. If you never suffer, God will see you through. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching to a whore with the cross of Mary Welsh going on before. Throw your love away. You must do it slowly now and pray. Pray to all of nothing, pray to all of nil. Throw away your own true love walking up a hill. Repeat it now again. Now sleeps he with that old whore death who yesterday denied her thrice. If you know, if you conceive, if you too, if Not the poem that was given you framed for Christmas in Oak Park, Illinois, written by Rudyard Kipling, but the other if, older than the if of Hamlet, the old, long, ugly if that we have faced in all the nights and all the forests of our hearts, always coming out into a clearing, always sighting finally the smoke of the campfire, now on this wooded hill again, ifingly to proceed, if me no ifs, my true love, while we expend that which is not expendable, while we destroy that which is indestructible, with nothing more than harassing fire. Nothing more than that. All my heart is a target of opportunity. All of us have been interdicted. This is not the way it was. I have not been there. No one was there. No one saw it. Your guess is as good as mine. Make a guess now while it is easy. Get your guess in early. Try and get your guess in for tonight, especially for tonight. Tonight, we... And there are only 89 days more until Christmas. Put in Christmas. All of us will die today. Hail to Father Christmas. Old and young together say, Hail to Father Christmas. Bright the colored flax bits shine. Hail to Father Christmas. Bright today our love divine. Hail to Father Christmas. D plus 10109. Hail to Father Christmas. Christmas minus 99. Hail to Father Christmas. Come, let's put it on the line. Hail to Father Christmas. No longer Christmas. And from this hill, bare topped, its flanks covered with Christmas trees, many further hills are seen. So, Mary, now I love you straight and true, and send you this to let you know that we had a rather sticky day today in the forest. Casualties were fairly heavy, and a certain amount of battle fatigues, many more than there should be, but there are many contributing factors. I'm getting sort of mixed up on a lot of things again, but much clearer on others. Very hard to write about this stuff. It is different from the book. In the boat we were always waiting for. Here it is the happening all the time, and who it happens to. I do not think about me at all anymore, bragging again. I think about you and that brings me in. I write you awfully dull letters, darling, because I get tired and sort of emptied out. And all I have to tell you that I can write is that I love you.